ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The newly formed CDC Vaccine Advisory Panel meeting today and tomorrow, reviewing recommendations and setting up to vote on vaccines for children. ABC News medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton says there's concerns if accessibility is restricted for some vaccines, as they have earlier indicated.
With these changes that have that are possibly going to happen later this afternoon, that will cause confusion among many parents who are coming into the hospital, coming into clinics, asking the question, how can my child benefit from these vaccines? And I fear that changing the way that these vaccines are done without adequate information leads many parents to feeling confused and erodes the trust.
In York County, Pennsylvania, three detectives are dead, two officers injured after trying to serve a warrant yesterday. Authorities at a briefing say the shooter is also dead and officers were responding to a domestic call. President Trump says a deal is close on TikTok to keep the app running in the U.S. He's expected to finalize details with China's leader. This is ABC News. In Mississippi, new details in the investigation into the death of a black student at Delta State University. His body was found hanging from a tree. ABC's Steve Osunsami has more on a preliminary autopsy report just out.
According to an early report from the county coroner, the student didn't suffer any lacerations, contusions, compound fractures, broken bones, or injuries consistent with an assault. Lawyers for the family are now calling for an independent autopsy and a more thorough investigation, saying that Trey's family deserves answers they can trust. We cannot accept rushed conclusions when the stakes are this high.
Starbucks employees across three states suing the company over its new dress code requirements. Since May, they've been required to wear black shirts and khaki and black and blue denim bottoms, among other requirements. Workers in Illinois, Colorado, and California say Starbucks is violating state laws by refusing to reimburse those who had to buy new clothes to comply. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. A local update today on the Jimmy Kimmel story. Late night viewers in Green Bay will be seeing Celebrity Family Feud instead of Jimmy Kimmel after Channel 2's 10 p.m. news. ABC pulled the Jimmy Kimmel show off the air indefinitely yesterday after controversy over Kimmel's recent comments about Charlie Kirk's suspected killer. Conservatives accuse the longtime host of inaccurately describing the politics of the suspect, Tyler Robinson, in his monologue Monday night when Kimmel said, quote, the MAGA gang was trying to score political points off Kirk's murder, unquote. President Trump congratulated ABC for the decision in a social media post last night, calling it great news for America. Meanwhile, the controversy has made its way into Wisconsin classrooms, including here in Northeast Wisconsin. School officials across the state have been either reprimanded or fired for making statements on social media. But at New Holstein High School, it was a comment a teacher allegedly made in the classroom that drew controversy. A parent who spoke to the New Holstein Board of Education at this week's meeting said her child and other students heard a teacher say something to the effect that, quote, Kirk got what he had coming, unquote. The school district said in a statement that personnel matters, including corrective measures, are confidential by law and cannot be discussed publicly. The statement goes on to say that the district addresses concerns appropriately and in accordance with the established policies and procedures to ensure a safe, respectful, and productive learning environment for all students and staff. News at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers over the Angels. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-2 win over the Angels. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff, with his 10th win of the season, has the freedom to decide when he's ready to play. Why? Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I trust him. I trust him emphatically. What this guy has been through on the mound and the way he operates, he knows what he's doing. It's underrated for this team this year, what he's done. What is our record since Woody started with us? That's something else. And I'll tell you, the pitching coaches have done a great job with him.
NFL, the Packers in Cleveland on Sunday. I asked Packers quarterback Jordan Love why the Browns' Myles Garrett is so highly regarded.
You know, he's one of those guys that can wreck a game for an offense, so definitely always got to know where he's at.
After Myles, what stands out on how the Browns' defense performed against the Bengals and the Ravens?
Man, I think they're just a really sound defense. You know, I think watching film, you know, they don't do a whole lot of crazy coverages. You know, they're pretty set in what they want to run. One of those defenses where it's like, hey, we're going to run this, and you guys got to come out and find ways to stop it.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
partly cloudy and still hanging on to some heat today. Highs scrape the upper 70s with light breeze. We'll see more clouds than sunshine tomorrow, and it'll be cooler. Highs in the mid-70s, breezy winds, and a chance of rain rolling in later. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
It'd be nice if they played in Green Bay every summer. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here, good afternoon. In fact, I got my my Beach Boys tour shirt from the show on today. Blood, sweat, and tears now, WGBW.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The other were untrue, but when it came to loving you, I'd spend my whole life with you. 'Cause you came and you took control, you touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you dream, I can hear, baby, I
You made me so very happy. But I wanna spend my life thanking you. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. Thank you.
Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. No subscription necessary. WGBW.
Membership card to get inside.
Five-man electrical band, local news, and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. If you like going to concerts, a good one coming up October 3rd at the beautiful Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center. The music of the Everly Brothers will be filling the auditorium with the Everly Set, a celebration of the Everly Brothers. Again, that show Friday night, October 3rd. You can get your tickets or more information on that show, learn about the performers, by going to AshwaubenonPAC.org. Again, AshwaubenonPAC.org. The Everly Set, a celebration of the Everly Brothers, coming there Friday, October 3rd.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Missing Lou Rougani and the Music of the Stars on WGBW Sunday mornings from 7 a.m. until noon? Then tune in to 96.5 and 98.3 FM WISS or the Civic Media app. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve the quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's Music of the Stars, now on 96.5 and 98.3 FM and the Civic Media app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
From our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge, we're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for, but I do know what and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you.
peaceful world this would be.
La ta 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 ta.
History.
Sam Cooke, 97.9 WGBW, your home for local news and timeless hits. She isn't going to yield to cars on the left as she goes through the roundabout. Yeah, keep an eye out. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here. Good afternoon. Your local news update. Here's Connie Feldman with that information on 97.9.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. The Brown County District Attorney decided there will not be criminal charges for law enforcement officers involved in a shooting that took a man's life at a De Pere boat launch back in July. A case report from the Department of Justice's Division of Criminal Investigation says officers from De Pere, Ashwaubenon, and Brown County found 44-year-old Scott McDonald sitting on the boat ramp with a rifle in his lap. McDonald fired one round. The report says officers tried negotiating with McDonald for half an hour when he raised his rifle and pointed it at other officers arriving on the scene. Three officers from De Pere and three from Ashwaubenon responded by firing their weapons. McDonald died at the scene despite efforts to treat his injuries. Wisconsin Republicans will be hosting an event in Green Bay to remember Charlie Kirk, the political activist shot and killed last week on a Utah college campus. A social media post by local Republicans announcing the event says it'll be held on October 14th, which is Kirk's birthday. No further information on the time or specific location of the Green Bay event has been released. Jerry Greenfield, the Jerry of Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream, is leaving after 47 years, saying the independence the brand once had to speak up on social issues has been stifled by their parent company, Unilever. Ben & Jerry's, famous for its colorful ice cream containers with flavor names such as Cherry Garcia and Fish Food, has also been long known for its progressive political values, speaking out on a range of social issues over the years. A company spokesman issued a statement yesterday saying the company would be forever grateful to Greenfield for his contributions to Ben & Jerry's and thanked him for his service, but was not aligned with this viewpoint. A company spokesman issued a statement yesterday saying the company would be forever grateful to Greenfield for his contributions to Ben & Jerry's and thanked him for his service, but was not aligned with his viewpoint. News at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms. A low tonight close to 60, high tomorrow in the mid-70s. Storm chances continue for the weekend, although less rain around. High temperatures will remain in the 70s. Right now it's 73.
Carry on this way, I tell ya.
just can't be right. And I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love.
I wouldn't mind it if I knew
local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Remember, you can listen to us on the Civic Media app. Download it for free in your phone's app store. And if you want to play our big contest starting next week, you will need that app.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. Take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We're doing it in style, 'cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now, in a trick and a book and a big bell, all that I can find. Everybody's hustling just to have a little scene. When I say we'll be cool, I think that you know what I mean. We stood on a beach at sunset. Do you remember when? I know a beach where, baby,
local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. All right, time to testify here. Little Neil Diamond, thank the Lord for the nighttime WGBW.
Daytime turns me off and I don't need maybe. 9 to 5 ain't taking me where I'm bound. When it's gone, I run out to see my baby. We get grooving when the sun goes down. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. To forget the day. Chase it away. I get a relaxation and it's time to groove. I thank the Lord for the night time. I thank the Lord for you. I'll talk about plans now, baby. I got plenty. But nothing ever seems to turn out the way. Talk about money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Forget the day. A day of uptight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. And it's a time to groove. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. I thank the Lord for you. For the nighttime, to forget the day, day of uptight time, baby chase it away, I get a relaxation, it's a time to groove, I thank the Lord for the nighttime, I thank the Lord for you.
Now,
thank you.
local news and timeless hits, the Spinners. 97.9 WGBW. Eric Westfall here. What are you having for dinner tonight? You thought about that yet? How about a cheeseburger? Today is National Cheeseburger Day. And I was looking online at a cheeseburger website, burgerbeast.com, and they give their five best cheeses for burgers. Let's see if you agree with the list. They say cheddar, the best. Okay, I'm cool with that. Swiss cheese, that's their second choice. Blue cheese. They had me up until blue cheese. I prefer not to put anything rotting on my burgers personally. If you like it, that's certainly fine. You'll never have to worry about me trying to steal a bite. Gouda cheese next. Actually, that makes for a very nice burger, in my opinion, especially if you got some caramelized onions on there. And then their fifth choice, American cheese. And, you know, American cheese is fine, but to me, it's kind of the cheap cheese of the bunch. So I'm cool with three of their five choices. What's your favorite?
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Ways Month by getting involved. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW with Three Dog Night. It's one.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as loneliest number since the number one.
Local news and timeless hits. Music too good to waste on just memories. Memories. 97.9 WGBW.
I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got a good thing going when the words don't get in the way. And when they're really wailing, Michelle and Cass are sailing. Hey, they really nail me to the wall. Yeah. Could really get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean. But if I really say it, the radio won't play it unless I lay it between the lines. Bye.
woke up this morning with the sun down shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Someone painted a